I want to bring our guest in this morning. Joining us on the phone is Larry Hunt. He's the K-8 principal in the CAM school district. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for your time this morning. Early start to the week.
Yes, it is. Well, a pretty day, though.
Yeah, should be. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about a program you guys have coming up later this week. On Thursday, you'll be doing something both with students and the community. It's called Rachel's Challenge. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, this is a program that we're bringing in. Rachel Scott was the first victim at Columbine shooting in Colorado in 1999. And through tragedy, Rachel's father has started a program to hopefully reduce and eliminate bullying and harassment in schools. And so we are bringing in Rachel's Challenge, which is a nationally acclaimed program, to the district and opening it up to the community at night in the hope that we can eliminate this. We're using some support through the Corn Belt Insurance Company, and we're also using First National Bank, and in their cooperation, we're putting on a pretty significant program, I think, for our kids and community.
What will the program be like for the students?
Students actually will go through two parts of it. We have a middle school program set for 8:45 in the morning. We have a high school program starting at noon. And then in the afternoon, we start what is called a student training, with the attempts that we're going to try to create a long-lasting student club or activities that will hopefully keep the impact of this program going in our buildings and in our district for a long time.
Is it kind of a program where you have speakers, some presentations, the such, or is there actually some classroom-type work to this?
I think a little bit of both. The first part of it will be with the two presentations, will be more of a presentation on what happened in Columbine, a little bit of what bullying is, how students can stand up to it, and maybe prepare them a little bit better for the challenges that we're facing. You know, with social media and all the things going on today, our kids are facing a lot of challenges. And this program, we hope, will be able to prepare them a little bit on how to deal with some of those challenges.
You know, Larry, for people, or for older folks like you and I, Columbine, of course, still fresh in the minds. But for a lot of these students, this happened before they were even born. I mean, you're talking 14 years ago. Do they need to even be educated on what happened and what the significance was of that event?
And I think that's part of what the early part of the programs will be, talking about what happened in Columbine, what happened with the two students with the bullying issues that they were under. And so they'll be educated a little bit about what Columbine. Fresh in the mind of the students is the shooting that happened in Connecticut this year. Mm-hmm. So it's still a very relevant situation, and we're going to make every attempt to try to eliminate it or at least reduce as much as we can.
Larry, can I ask you from a practical standpoint here, too? Because, you know, we all went through school, and everybody saw a certain amount of bullying, what have you. Some of us talk about how, you know, those things were settled out at recess or in the back alley after school, these types of things. You know, everybody has their stories about different types of issues that happened. Why is it different now?
I think social media has entered into play. You know, we had harassment and bullying has been around for ages, and in some regards, it's going to be around for a long time, I'm sure. What we hope to do is give our students a better way of dealing with things, how to handle some of these issues. And with social media, you know, it's no longer face-to-face. You know, it's over the Facebook. It's over texting. It's over a lot of different sources. So kids are facing it in a lot of different ways than we ever had to, say, 25 years ago.
Do parents completely understand this?
Yeah, no. I think they're frustrated, too. You know, it is not a issue that is just in our buildings. It is an issue in every school building. It's an issue in every community. And so I believe parents are aware of it, but I think they need some tools, and that's where the presentation at night comes in, where hopefully through Rachel's Challenge we can educate our community and we can give them some tools on ways to handle it.
Yeah, what should folks who will come to the community session at 7 o'clock Thursday evening, what should they expect?
You know, I think they're going to learn a little bit about the program, number one. They're going to learn a lot about what the students were taught and talked about during the day. But I also think they will talk about how they can deal with things and how they can address their kids. So we're hoping to have students, community, and, you know, surrounding community, anybody who would like to attend this on Thursday night. I think it'll be a very educating program. I think it's one that is very relevant in our school. And, you know, this has been booked for a while, but coming after the Connecticut shootings is something that is in everybody's mind.
Sure. Well, now these programs are coming up on Thursday throughout the day, really, with the middle school, high school students, the student training, and then the community presentation later in the evening. But you keep referring to this as a program. Is this something that will continue after Thursday?
It is something that we hope that we will be able to continue in our buildings, that this permanent club and this challenge that we're giving our kids is something that we'll be able to carry on for the years to come.
Larry, why this program? Is this something that's been bouncing around different schools around the country? And what did you see about this one that made it attractive?
I had a parent bring this one to my attention a few months ago. And I addressed it to the school board and Mr. Pelzer, our superintendent. And the board felt that it was a very, very positive program. It has received a lot of reviews. The core message, I think, is very good, which is coming out of the Columbine story. And so it is a nationally acclaimed program. It is one that has, even after the Connecticut shootings, received a lot of press. But I think it's one that has stood the test of time and been in schools and continues to be a high and very popular program.
Do you expect other schools to be kind of watching in the area, watching what you guys come up with here this next few days and maybe take a look at it themselves?
They're in the state of Iowa for, I think, 4 or 5 dates. And we were lucky enough a few months ago to book them to get them into our district in early January. And so, yeah, I think other districts are going to be looking at what's going on. I think other districts will be looking at ways that they can also do the same thing we're trying to do, and that's to reduce or eliminate the bullying and harassment.
Of course, I guess if they'd like to know more, the easy way to do it is to show up to the evening presentation.
Correct.
You're not taking names and numbers. Anybody can be there?
Anybody can be there.
Very good.
The more the better.
All right. And that evening presentation, by the way, starts at 7 o'clock, and that's this Thursday, January the 10th. Well, Larry, good luck. If folks would like to know more, can they find out something on the web?
It is on the web, and there's also on your website, there's also a link to Rachel's Challenge that they can find out more about the program.
Very good. Rachelschallenge.org is the web address if you'd like to get there. Well, Larry, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck with the program.
You bet. Bye.
All right, that's Larry Hunt. He's the K-8 principal at the CAM schools. And again, that program coming up on Thursday is, he mentioned, multi-pronged, multifaceted there, too. It's going to be for really all levels of students. The middle school students will have their portion of the program on Thursday morning at 8:45. It's an hour-long program for them, and also an hour-long program from noon to 1 for the CAM high school students. And then they'll have that student training for some of those students starting at 1:30 up until 3. And then the community presentation from 7 to 8 o'clock that evening. And that's for really anyone, students, parents, anybody around the community who would like to participate, learn a little bit more about what's going on with that Rachel's Challenge program. And again, if you do have interest in that, that web address is www.rachelschallenge.org if you'd like to find out a little bit more about what that's all about. I'll turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
If you're looking into a bathroom or kitchen remodel, you would really enjoy seeing the new innovations available from Kohler and Sterling. These two manufacturers are consistently showing new styles and finishes both in fixtures and faucets. No other manufacturer can offer the broad assortment that they do, and no other manufacturer offers the color spectrum they do. Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers these two top lines at discount prices every day. We can help you in your selection process and, of course, install with professionalism and efficiency. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Unknown. It says, pessimist, a person who says that the O is the last letter of zero instead of the first letter in opportunity.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Again, my thanks to Larry Hunt for spending a little time with us here this morning and talking a little bit about Rachel's Challenge coming up, that program Thursday in the CAM Community School District. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.